What up, what up, what up? What's up? What's up? It's the Sci-Fi Podcast. It's the Sci-Fi Podcast, episode 100. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. 100. I don't have many thoughts about it. I don't know. It's 100. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there that are like, what, in the thousands already now? I don't know, man. It's been a fun podcast. It's allowed me to vent certain opinions, whether it's come to sports topics, how people are. I don't know, just... I don't know. It's allowed me to just vent, I guess, about certain things in life. It's not that deep. It's just a podcast. I mean, I didn't really have any goals or expectations, but I mean, it's been fun. I mean, having it posted on YouTube and having it on my platform, Spotify, Apple, and all that, it's been fun. I mean, I've been seeing success, I guess. Like, what, my podcast and all that has been watched for 200 hours in total? Like, watch time? That's kind of crazy. That is kind of crazy. 200 hours. What, so every podcast has been watched for 2 hours in total? That's pretty good for an average. I think I'm in the 3,000 plays. On like just streaming, that stat is very misleading because a play is the platform I use when it says like, you know, 3,000 plays, that means like 30 seconds of an episode, which isn't like that crazy impressive. Like, you know how they count. It's not as impressive as like a song stream, because a song stream counts as, I think, 15 seconds. No. A song stream counts as 30 seconds. A podcast stream counts as a minute. So 3,000 plays, that could have been just 3,000 people just listening to one episode for 60 seconds each. That's basically what it means. So I don't really know... that stat, that's very, I wish there were better podcast stats, but that's why I love YouTube, because it really has it more of a detail. So like that 200 hours really is kind of cool, because like, it's like, wow, people are actually watching or / listening to my podcast on YouTube for 200 hours in total. It's kind of crazy, because that's actually like listening. Like, it's hard to just have your a podcast on YouTube just playing. Like, no one really does that. So I don't know, it's kind of cool that I think that speaks more volume. That stat provides more feedback than you know, a play on Spotify or Apple. I mean, I do appreciate it, but I think YouTube is definitely a cool, that's why I really look at the stats on YouTube. I like that. So yeah, I mean, but I don't really care for that. You know, if you post anything nowadays, people don't watch it. People just watch anything nowadays. But it is what it is. It's been fun. Let's do 100 more, or I don't know, 900 more. Be 1,000. I don't know. Get some better tech. I think I might be getting a new laptop soon. So I think the camera quality will be better for YouTube. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's a podcast. It's not, you know, people who make podcasts put too much like effort and, or like when they start it, you know, people are always like, oh, start a podcast. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. It really is. Really is not. Believe me. Just start that podcast. It's not a huge deal. People don't listen. It's okay. Just start it. Have fun. Just vent about things. That's what I really use it for. Nothing serious. What else? It's 4th of July weekend. The big news this past week was the whole, if I'm pronouncing her name right, I'm probably not. Is it Sha'Carri Richardson, Dallas Oak Cliff's own, got disqualified from her track event for the Olympics, the 100 meter, the American, because she failed a drug test because there was a chemical called marijuana in her test. Thoughts? I don't know. It's stupid. We can all accept that. It's a stupid thing. Just especially nowadays, since marijuana and weed and all that, it's so casual now. You have so many people, so many companies now, that invest in weed. And it's just such a on and off drug to where it's not like heroin. It's not like crack. It's not like coke where, okay, yes, that is a harmful drug. But now marijuana, weed is such a drug that is, it's not hurtful. It's not helpful. It's just like, it can be hurtful. It can be helpful. Like coke, heroin, those type of drugs, they're not really that helpful. They're maybe helpful for 2 minutes, but the cons are so outweighed. So weed has just always just been, no one knows what to do with it. Because on one half, it's, yes, it can be a bad habit, but on the other half, it's very good for you. It's very, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. It's a hobby. I mean, weed is almost kind of like alcohol to me in a way. Like alcohol is very helpful in some situations, but it is also hurtful in some situations. I could easily make the case alcohol is worse than weed. It is very much worse than weed. If we're really wanting to debate that, I think alcohol is worse than weed. Yeah, that's crazy thinking about that. But is alcohol worse than coke? No, I don't think so. Is alcohol worse than heroin? I don't think so. Yeah. So going back to that thing, it's just such a, like, what, I think Dwayne Wade tweeted something very, you know, things I've known, but it's just kind of interesting. You know, a lot of investors are, you know, it's kind of a trendy thing. Weed manufacturing companies are becoming very trendy to invest in. There was a stock I think I invested in. It was like a weed stock. It was just normal cannabis. It was a normal cannabis stock because cannabis stocks are very growing. So I was like, so I mean, there's plenty of investors that probably have a protocol in their own business that prevents weed. So it's so weird. It's just so, it's such a weird concept because no one knows what to do with it yet. America is slowly getting out that weed is illegal aspect. I think what, 10 or 15 states of the 50 states in the United States don't, or made, what's the term? Is it called decriminalizing weed? Decriminalizing, where it's like, if you get caught with weed, nothing happens to you. It's not like California is legal. Weed's legal in Cali. Weed's legal in New York. And I think 10 or 15 states are like that now. It's becoming becoming normal. I think Texas will get there in about 10, 15 years. I would say in 20 years, weed's going to be legal in the states. So it's just so sad just to see, like, you know, athletes failing, you know, drug tests because of weed when it's like very legal in most parts. But it's just, ugh, it's just stupid. Ugh, ugh. But I will say, she knew that signing up Like, I'm not trying to defend or accept. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, like, you know the rules. You know, like, I don't know. It's like, it's a weird line. It's a weird line that I'm trying to cross. When you know you're about to do something, when you know you're about to compete at a high level, you understand that, yes, there are going to be rules that you have to abide by. You know, it's like, it is stupid. You could say it's stupid. There's plenty of things that I think are stupid, like stupid rules, but sometimes I have to abide by those rules just to make way. I don't know, just make peace with people. There are certain topics I don't bring up around certain people because I just want to be peaceful and just be normal. You know what I mean? Like, so she knew that there was going to be a lot of drug tests going on with her being such a highlight in the Olympics, probably the one of the most hyped up American Olympians that I have known. I mean, she was a household name already, and the Olympics haven't even started. But maybe because she's from Dallas and just very hyped up, or that I would know of her. But yeah, it's sad. Yeah, I'm really sad for it because that was gonna be so exciting seeing a Dallas person, you know, being one. What, she was the fastest woman American in a while, or I think ever. And her, I think it's a 30-day suspension. So she's going to be allowed to participate in the 4x1. It's very confusing. I don't know how they do this, but I think with the 4x1, with the relays, it's more of a team sport. So I think they don't really disqualify certain athletes from participating in that. I could be very wrong here. I'm just kind of guessing or assuming. I'm assuming they're just going to be like, all right, they're going to drug test the individuals for the 4x1 at the actual Olympics, you know? So I think with the team relays, it's much different from the individual performances. I mean, and also, it's not that, I mean, it isn't in the world, but at least, I mean, what, the Olympics are only in 3 years, the next ones. Like, I think a lot of people don't realize that. Like, it's like, if I was a young Olympian, I would be very excited because there's going to be two Olympics in 3 years, 2021, 2024. That's really exciting and really, like, you have to take advantage of that. Those 20-year-old Olympians right now, they're probably very happy. So, with that being said, Sha'Carri is going to definitely be in the 2024 Olympics, I hope. She's able, I mean, what, I think the average prime of a, you know, a speedster, 100-meter runner is usually two Olympics. I mean, Usain Bolt had the 08 and 2012 Olympics. Did he do the 2016? I don't think he did. It's very hard to do a three Olympics. Did he do 2016? He might have done 2016 as well, but I don't think he won the 100-meter. Maybe he was in a relay. I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I've seen a lot of people kind of compare it to Michael Phelps. I don't see that at all. the weed thing, yes. But Michael Phelps was completely different. Like, I wouldn't compare Sha'Carri to Michael Phelps. Like, I don't, that would be very disrespectful to the Olympic committee and Michael Phelps himself. Because his was, I would say, way worse of a situation because he technically didn't even fail a drug test. He was caught with a picture smoking weed. A picture. He probably did two puffs and probably wouldn't even, like, he would probably still pass a drug test because it was a picture. So It was a picture, and what, he got suspended 3 months, lost like all his endorsements. I remember like him and Kellogg's were like the duo. I think he lost a Kellogg's endorsement. Like, how do you lose a Kellogg's endorsement? With a picture of you smoking weed. Gosh, and it was 09, it was like after the Olympics. It was like, I think he missed like the World Championships the next year, which no one cares about. So the timing of his was extremely different. And after, because I think that was a year after the 08 Olympics where he like broke all the records and whatnot. But yeah, that was kind of cool. It wasn't cool, but it's not a fair comparison for neither side. And I don't have any comments of what I'm about to say, but I have seen things of like people bring up racism in this. I don't have a comment about that because I'm like, I don't know where that falls in this Sha'Carri situation. Because weed is it's a universal thing. So I'm leaving with that. I have no idea where that falls. And I'll leave that. Yeah, I have no idea. So I've seen that. I'm still trying to understand what people are trying to like. I'm trying to figure out the racism aspect of this. The weed fell in the drug. So I think that's a very universal situation, right? I would say like most people under 40 have smoked weed. I would say 90% of people under 40 have smoked weed. Every race, culture in the world. Yes. All right. Whatever. So yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Chris Paul is going to the NBA Finals. And that's brought up the comparison. I've been talking about this for a while. Is he a top five point guard in NBA history? 2 months ago, if you asked me that, I'd have been like, no. He's not a solidified top five. But today, July 3rd, 2021, Chris Paul is officially a top five point guard in NBA history. Officially. He is at least a fifth spot. Because you have to have the accolades. You have to have accolades to back up your individual performances. I know it's such a weird, shallow thing to say, but it is what it is. It is. If Chris Paul had two titles under his belt, he would arguably be the third best point guard ever. You know? So it's such a – it is such a unfair aspect of NBA basketball, but it's just how it is. It's sad, but it's just how it is. You know, because Chris Paul to me always fell in that Steve Nash, Jason Kidd group of successful individual athletes, but never had great accolades. Jason Kidd did win a championship and did go to back-to-back finals. So I would have put 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I would have Jason Kidd and Chris Paul kind of in the same, very similar. I would maybe put Jason Kidd and Steve Nash over Chris Paul. But Chris Paul, he has enhanced his career so much just with this finals appearance. And I know it sounds so silly, but it's just how it is. And especially if he wins this championship, big deal, big deal. Yeah, Chris Paul is easily a top five point guard. He could very well be fourth after if he wins, very well. I think the top three for sure is Magic, Steph, and Oscar Robertson. Fourth and fifth is debatable. My fourth and fifth is Isaiah Thomas, fourth, Chris Paul, fifth on mine. I could very well put Chris Paul fourth now and then Isaiah Thomas fifth. Very debatable, very debatable. John Stockton, where does he fall? I think John Stockton might be the new Chris Paul of just like 2 months ago, of what I'm saying, like Chris Paul 2 months ago, where like, yes, John Stockton was the second best player on back-to-back finals appearances. But yeah, it's very difficult. The point guard position is very difficult because there's it's not solidified as the other positions. And also, stop putting LeBron in your top five point guards. He's not a point guard, y'all. That makes me so mad. I don't know why that makes me so mad when people put LeBron James in their top five point guards. He is not a point guard. And I know, like, yes, he initiates offense, but I don't know how to explain how LeBron's not a point guard. He just isn't. Is LeBron a point guard now? Yes. Yes, I will say that. He is a point guard now. LeBron, Laker LeBron, he is a point guard. Okay, get over it. But the first 15 years of his life, no, he's not a point guard. If he is a point guard, you're telling me Mo Williams is a shooting guard? You're telling me Kyrie Irving's a shooting guard? You're telling me what else? You're telling me Mario Chalmers is a shooting guard? No, just stop it. Just stop it. Okay, just stop. LeBron's a small forward. Okay, can we get over that? Okay, cool. We're moving on. And I saw Keyshawn Johnson say this the other day. He was like, oh, Steph Curry's not a point guard. He's just in a level himself. What does that mean, bro? What does that mean, Keyshawn? What does that mean? I have no idea what he just said. He's a point guard, though. You just can't be like, oh, he's in a level himself. And also, like, he compared it to how slot receivers are technically not wide receivers, so you really can't compare the stats of a slot receiver to a wide receiver. And, you know, that was a good point, but at the same time, I'm like, that's a wide receiver. Is a slot receiver still not technically a wide receiver? I would put a slot receiver, and if he had the stats to back it up, that's a wide receiver. Now, it does get tricky whenever you want to compare it to a tight end to wide receiver. That's tricky. I think that depends on where he's lined up, whatever. I think Mike Evans has truly broken out of that tight end circle and has become a wide receiver. But for people like Jason Witten, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, when they're 90% lined up as a tight end, they're a tight end. They're not a wide receiver. Okay, cool. We're done with that topic. What else? Position. So, and also, we got to stop putting asterisks over every NBA final. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of putting asterisks over every NBA finals. I am very sick of it. I think we've put an asterisk on every NBA final since 2015. Is it fair sometimes? Is it unfair? I get it, but let's just grow up and just call it is what it is. But I mean, I get it. I think asterisks are being more used because injuries have been such a big deal in the NBA finals since 2015 injuries. 2016, people think the whole Draymond thing, the Draymond suspension situation. 2017, 2018, KD to the Warriors. 2019, KD was injured and all that. 2020, the Mickey Mouse championship. 2021, it's going to be injuries. It's going to be crazy if the Bucks win the Eastern Conference championship and then doesn't really have Giannis for the finals and then the Suns win. That will be wild just because like, you know, the Suns are out. They have not played any fully healthy team. Lakers, the AD-less Lakers, the Jamal Murray-less Nuggets, the Kawhi-less Clippers, the Giannis-less Bucks. That's kind of crazy. I mean, that is kind of crazy. I get the asterisk talk. I think, honestly, if Giannis doesn't play in the finals and the Suns win, I would say that's the most asterisk-esque championship behind, you know, 2015, whatever. I just literally just said don't stop putting asterisks. But, yeah, it's going to be very interesting if Giannis can't play. What else did I have on my agenda? And also with the injuries, LeBron had that whole tweet thing last week or whatever. I hate, what do you call it? I'm a LeBron stan. Everybody knows I'm a LeBron fan. But when LeBron does this whole, he pretends he's kind of better than everybody. What did he do? He like tweeted saying, I told y'all this is what was going to happen. I told y'all, but they didn't listen to me. There was going to be injuries in the NBA this year and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. That's tricky just because, okay, LeBron agreed to it, the season, or, you know, LeBron, what do you call it? Like, don't say the whole, like, I told them, we told them, when you agreed to the season, like, what? It was a 72-game. They wanted their paychecks, what it is. Like, I think if the NBA wanted to take a collective pay cut, the players wanted to take a pay cut, they would have played a shorter season. But no, you got to have that $20 million. LeBron wanted that $28 million, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So, like, you know, these average players, they still wanted the season. So, I get weird vibes when LeBron does the whole injury talk, whatever. I did think Shaq didn't understand LeBron's thing of complaining. LeBron wasn't complaining. LeBron was just kind of saying. But I think Shaq, the typical 90s, was the best NBA at vibe with them. Shaq had a whole thing of, oh, people need to stop complaining, or LeBron needs to stop complaining and just man up. That was a very misunderstanding thing. LeBron was just kind of just venting. But that's the problem with Twitter nowadays. But yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Like, LeBron, like, get your money. But don't say I told you so. Or, you know, if LeBron was in the finals, he wouldn't be saying any of this. Like, so I don't like when LeBron kind of goes in that little bag of his. But, you know, that's a personal preference. Whatever. LeBron's the GOAT, though. Yeah, that's about it. We'll close this out. Song of the Week shout-outs. Song of the Week. I'll talk about this album in later episodes, but, man, Tyler, the creator of albums, did it again. Third straight amazing album. Lemonhead featuring 42 Doug. That song and Juggernaut, best songs of the album. The energy in Lemonhead, though, is amazing. Yeah, so that song. Shout out to Tyler, the Creator. He was in Dallas 2 nights ago for a secret concert at Trees, which is a very small venue. And oh my gosh, a big artist at a small venue. I saw videos. Live. Just live. Well, I wish I was there. Wish I was there. We wrap this up. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for 100 episodes, and we'll keep pushing. Bye. See ya. Peace. Sorry. See ya. Peace. Bye.